USA News, I'm Dave Collins. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist, and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank, but you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. On the campaign trail, Ron DeSantis takes a shot at former President Trump for signing the CARES Act, which sanctioned many COVID lockdowns and sent billions of dollars rushing into the pandemic-stricken economy in 2020.
Donald Trump was wrong to sign that bill. That was a mistake, and his lockdowns were a mistake.
DeSantis is currently polling in third place, roughly tied with Chris Christie in many GOP primary polls. Nikki Haley has risen to second place in many polls, still well behind the frontrunner, Donald Trump. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is refuting allegations made by Paula Abdul, who filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles accusing Lithgow of multiple sexual assaults during her time as a judge on American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. In a statement on Saturday, Lithgow categorically denied the accusations. He vowed to vigorously combat what he considers an appalling smear. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is rejecting Donald Trump's claims of immunity regarding his apparent attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Trump claimed he should be immune from prosecution because the conduct noted in the indictment occurred while he was in office. On Saturday, Smith released a filing rejecting Trump's claims, saying anyone who served as president but is no longer in office may face investigation, indictment, trial, and if convicted, punishment for conduct committed during the presidency. The famed dancer and Broadway star Maurice Hines is dead at the age of 80. According to his cousin, Hines died Friday of natural causes at the Actors Fund home in Englewood, New Jersey. Hines was born in 1943, began tap dancing at 5 years of age, made his Broadway debut in The Girl in Pink Tights in 1954. Hines shared his only feature film role with his brother Gregory Hines in Francis Ford Coppola's 1984 musical, The Cotton Club. As the new year approaches, fewer Americans seem inclined to raise a beer in celebration.
Beer Marketers Insights, which is an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels, with Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, leading the decline, while overall consumption decreases for other domestic premium brands as well, like Miller and Coors.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.